Good morning. We continue Chayyodim Hilchus Shabbos. We're learning Klach of Gimel, which is the Melach of Anapets. So the Chayyodim has one simon over here. Hasorik Tzemer Apishtim Ashadwarm Kamasha Sorkim Apishtim Hatzemer Kamasha Nobsim Hatzemer Lasos Halavadim. So all of these are examples of Anapets. So we already explained the idea of the combing process which you do to wool. What's interesting is that the Chayyodim adds that you do this process even if you want to make felt, even if you don't want to make it into into threads. But the process of making it into felt is you take multiple fibers and you press them together. The hairs of the sheep, the wool as it comes off of the animal, is very tightly bound together. The animal produces lanolin, which coats it to make it waterproof. That catches various different pieces of dirt, which dry in there, and it acts like a binding agent, like a glue, which holds it together. So the process, when you then press those together into a felt, it will not hold together well. So you need to do this process of niputz to separate them into separate fibers, and then press them together, and then you get a nice felt. So whether you're making a thread or you're making a felt, you have to go through the process of this combing process, of breaking them apart. And this is true by Pishtin as well, that a person does that. Now, the Chayyim is going to say in a moment that the first stage of the Pishtin process is actually the Malach of Dosh. The plant grows, the flax plant grows with a semi-woody type of a stem, which has fibers embedded in it. The process, you would soak them till they start to deteriorate. The more says that the smell is not pleasant. And then you can take the fibers out. So that process is part of the process of dosh, removing the kernel from its husk, removing the fibers from the plant that it's embedded in. But after you have them, you still need to do this process of straightening them out, etc., which will allow you to then move to the next stage, which is spinning linen thread. So a person does that, he's going to be chayv from menapitz. A menapitz hagidin, the haino shechayvet b'makol, al hagidin, ashoysen oyson kechutim. A person takes sinews out of the animal and wants to use them to sew things, stitch things together. We use that in our tefillin. We use that in sewing a sefer Torah together, like the seferim do. Literally, it's on commercial seferim oisin. So the sinew which comes out of the animal actually is thicker, but you bang on it and it separates into separate strands. So that's this example which we said that the process of banging it until it separates into separate strands is a form of menapets, calls the kar menapets b'chayev. All of these are examples of menapets. One is chayev. Of a menapets givoli pishtin v'akandus chayev mishem dosh. Shere moitzi ha pishtin v'akandus mina givolim. The person has the original. The pishtin is still embedded in the plant, or the canvas is embedded in the plant. So breaking the banging that out and removing that is not going to be chayiv only for menapets. Even though we said banging is the process of menapets to separate the fibers, they shouldn't be held bound together, and removing any impurities which are there. But the process of removing it from the plant is the melach of dosh. But when nearly the chayiv shtayim, it seems to me that you'd be chayiv both for dosh and for menapets. Then he quotes Haiman the Nofetz, Siv Oigemi Oihutzin, Chayiv Meshu Menapets. So that's a quote from one of the Rishonim, from the Yerushalmi. So a person takes Siv Oigemi, or types of plants like vines, which grow. And again, you could take them and separate them into separate strands, which you can then use for the purpose of sewing things together. So a person separates those out, he's going to be lachayev for menapets. So he quotes the Rekach B'Shem Yerushalmi. Really, the Ratzalomer Machalik Siv Lechutin Chutin. It's not just that you pull them apart, but you have to bang them and separate them out, and that's going to be the malacha of menapets. So the malacha of menapets is then person can use the chashivas of it is by doing so one is now able to move to the next stage of making something out of it. So it's a significant preparatory stage for the process of making something into a thread, and that's why it has a chashivas enough to be considered a melechus machshavas. Have a good day.